Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's recognize Representative Terrell for CCR to House Bill 1228.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1228 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Corrections.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 1228 contains the appropriations for the Department of Corrections. You'll note it's $503 million, which is a standstill budget. Particularly outstanding achievement in the public safety area given our current budget situation. Move adoption.
Questions on the CCR? There's a question. Representative Ritz, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, why didn't we give them more when we take away from, you know, OATA and some other places?
Representative Ritz, as you know, in the public safety area, that has been an area of my concern. Particularly as it relates to corrections and public safety. I'm just very pleased that given all the balancing and the interest out here that we were able to get them a flat budget.
Members, I might remind you also that the dress code has not been relaxed. We relaxed the food rule. You can bring food on the floor, but you do need to be dressed properly. Thank you. Further questions on the adoption of CCR? Seeing no further questions. Representative Terrell moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR respond by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1228 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Correction.
Representative Terrell now moves final passage of House Bill 1228. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question for the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call's in progress. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Walker votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Martin votes aye. Scott. Representative Roan votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Harrison Christian. Representative Christian votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. 30 seconds, members. 10 seconds, members. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Chair is preparing to close. Representative Shoemake, Russolo, Pittman, Nations, McCaffrey, Johnson, Watson, Steele, Miller. Joiner. Representative Johnson Dennis votes aye. Clerk, declare the vote.
91 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declared the bill to have passed. Representative Terrell now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that'll be the order. Declare the vote.
91 ayes, 0 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Florley.